Hello.
Hi, is that Mark?
Yeah.
Hi, Mark. My name's Jamie. I'm calling from INS Law. I believe you've been speaking with my colleague, Aaron. Are you okay to speak for a moment, Mark?
I can speak for a moment.
Great. Okay, I won't keep you long at all, Mark. Just the date of protection. Can you confirm your date of birth for me, please?
15th of November, 1976.
Perfect. And your postcode?
KY12UTW.
That's absolutely perfect, Mark. Thank you very much. The purpose of the call isn't just giving you a chase on the documents we sent to you to electronically sign. We haven't received them back yet. Have you managed or do you need any help?
I've got a worker that's going to do it all for me. She's going to help me next time I see her.
Right, perfect.
I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I've had a recent diagnosis of multiple sclerosis.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm suffering severe fatigue, having to deal with all kinds of stuff, neurologists, stuff. I have a worker, and I did speak to her on Friday about it, and she says the next time I see her, she's going to go through everything with me.
When's the next time you're away?
I think it is. A week on Friday.
A week on Friday. Okay, so what I'll do is, so a week this Friday, so they'll be coming out on the 21st.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'll do is, Mark, I'll pop a note in, okay, to say someone's going to assist you. Obviously, if you need any help, I'm more than happy to walk you through it. Would you want to do that, or would you want to wait?
I mean, it's something that I know that I'm capable of doing, but I'm suffering like severe fatigue and stuff at the moment.
Right, not to worry. I'll pop a note on your file, Mark, okay? And I'll pop a dining note in for a week on Friday. Do you want us to potentially try and give you a call when your work is there, just to clarify?
I've not got a time.
Right, not to worry. My
worker, I want to get that until usually around about Wednesday. That'll be next.
Next Wednesday, she'll
next
give you a
time. Next Wednesday or something, she'll get in touch with me and give me my time.
Right, okay, so what I'll do is I'll put a note on for next Thursday, okay, and myself or Aaron will give you a call.
I'm seeing another worker who'll do it for me on
Thursday the 14th, okay, so what I'll do
is... She's coming to my neurology appointment with me.
Right,
I'm
so if she's
sure she'll be able to help me with that.
Okay, what I'll do is
still there, I've just not opened it.
That not to worry, what I'll do is I'll send you a fresh one just so it's closer to the top of your emails, okay? And we'll give you a call on the 14th just to see if you need any assistance with signing those documents, okay?
Yeah. My hospital appointment is at 2:00.
2:00. So do you want to call beforehand about 1:30?
I'm not sure because I'll be travelling at that point.
Right, okay, not to worry. What we'll do is we'll give you a call on the morning of the 14th, okay? And we'll see what time's best for you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Great. Okay, Mark, thank you very much for your time, okay?
If that's fresh in my mind, I'll be able to tell my worker on the morning. I'll just message you immediately because I'm suffering for...
That's
fine. This is an appointment that I can't miss. I'm going to have to get up and go to it. So.
Of course, Mark. It's for the best, isn't it? So we'll give you a call on the morning of the 14th, okay? And I'll resend the documents just so it's closer to the top of your emails, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Take care now. Speak to you soon.
Bye.
Bye now. Bye.